finish up last week's year. There's a lot to talk about here. I don't want to try to go step by step here and try to make sense of all of these inyanim. We started on Tuesday with the idea of Ein Mevatlis L'Chatchila. My question for you was the strawberries and the smoothie, and you want to use the strawberries that have potentially toloim in them, but you're not going to clean them, you're not going to do bedikas toloim, you're just going to blend them up, or you're going to use a frozen strawberry that, let's say, cannot be checked or cannot be easily checked. So is there a heter to do so because you're not intending to be mevato? So we started on Tuesday with a lengthy discussion about the din of Ein Mevatlis L'Chatchila. The seeming source in the Gemara in Be'a, well, the source in the Gemara in Be'a, that the Gemara says, Vitznan, Ein Mevatlis L'Chatchila. We pointed out there is no Mishnah that says it, but the Mishnah in Trumos in Perek Hay certainly implies it, because the Mishnah says that in the Shogeg Moter V'Me'ezid Ulcer, implying that it's not Moter to do, to be Marib Olav L'Vatl L'Chatchila when you have your Truma that fell into Chul. Good. We saw the sugi in Chul and Tzadiches, that the Gemara there brings down that this din of Zerah B'Shela is the Makor for Bittel, and then Rashi and the Ravid, that the Chiddush of the Zerah B'Shela is Gufa, that there your Mevatel is L'Chatchila, and a Kol Torah Chulana, which leads the Ravid to conclude that the din of Ein Mevatel L'Chatchila is a D'Oraisa din. Right. That's a deal rice din, because otherwise, what's the chiddush? You should be able to learn then from the Zerah B'Shela. So we had the Ravid, and we had the Shitas, well, seemingly Rashi as well. The Shita of the Rashbah is that it's Dirabon, and that's Tosu Shita as well. So we left off on Thursday asking.
So the chiddush is you can't learn from it?
Can't learn from it. I can't.
Is that the chiddush?
We had aligned in the. In the sugyos of the Gemara in Chulin, two distinct sources, one of which would indicate that min b'mino is batel, right? That's the Zerah B'Shela, and one of which would indicate min b'mino is not batel, and that is the dam pyr dam soyer. So Rabbi Yehuda is looking at these two sources. One is a min b'mino batel, one's a min b'mino not batel, and he's got to pick one. Which one is the rule, which one's the exception? Mm-hmm. Yehuda says, okay, min b'mino, lo batel, dam par dam, sorry, that's the rule. Min b'mino of the El Nazir, Zerah B'Shela, is the exception, we don't learn from there. So why not? Yeah. So the Gemara says, because it's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? So Rashi says the chiddush is that in Kol HaTorah Kula, ein mevatlin is l'chatchila, and here, yes mevatlin is l'chatchila, which makes this the chiddush, and therefore it can't be the source, it's the exception. Good. But that would indicate, in the Ravid's perspective, and it seems to be a davar pasha like that, that if you're telling me that the notion of Ein Mevatlis L'Chatchila becomes the dividing line in how you can learn something on a d'oraisa level, that the din of Ein Mevatlis L'Chatchila is d'oraisa, right? That's how it would seem to come out, pretty straightforward. So the Tosfos disagrees. Rambam seems to disagree as well. Tos disagrees, the Rashbah disagrees and says, no, this din of Ein Mevatlis L'Chatchila is derabanan. Aye, if it's Ein Mevatlis L'Chatchila derabanan, so then why, what's the chiddush, so to speak? You have to resolve what the chiddush is. So Tosos offers the chiddush is not that it's allowed, but it's a mitzvah levad. Meaning, when it comes to Zerah B'Shela, the way you're supposed to prepare it is to cook the Zerah with the rest of the El Nazir. So that's not just a matter of mutter levatel is l'chatchila. That's mitzvah levatel is l'chatchila. That no one's going to tell you in the Kol HaTorah Kula. Meaning, no one's going to tell you, hey, you know, the best way to make a cholent lahalacha, I'm not saying recipe-wise, best way to make a cholent lahalacha is make sure you have 1/61st or 1/60th of pork per meat. You know, that's like your halacha. That'd be a good, you know, real alamdan's cholent, right? Make sure it's bittel, amat b'machut yadaniel, it's kfir if you don't eat that, right? Your mamash a kofer. You don't eat the same Torah that asr the pork was matir the bittel, no one's going to tell you that. To go mitzvah levat was l'chatchila. By the Zerah B'Shela, it's a mitzvah. So that's the chiddush. Memela, in Tosu's perspective, there's no din in Kol HaTorah Kula ein mevatel is l'chatchila. There's a din that there's no mitzvah in mevatel is l'chatchila. And by Zerah B'Shela, there is a din of a mitzvah to be mevatel and iser l'chatchila. That is the Tosfos understanding of the Gemara. Okay. There is One more important piece here that I want to point out, because it's going to become very key for the discussion about the again, the strawberries and the like, and the bittel iser, and that is the following. There's a fabulous and famous Noda Bihuda, Ma'adura Tinyan and Simon Memhe. Noda Bihuda Chassam Sofer is the same idea as well, and they both build it on the same Gemara in Yuma. Okay? Let's assume right now Tosfos Rashbo's position. Ein meval is the chelis derabon. Okay, din derabon midrais. It's fine. So the Gemara in Yuma has a question about the following case: Tzipor Mitzora. So Mitzora, none of you have probably ever had experience hands-on being Mitzora.
I've been involved with Mitzora. Not the harem. The only thing left was in Louisiana. We were, the med school was in charge of taking care of those patients.
In Carbo.
That word. Sounds familiar.
Okay.
Sounds familiar.
Okay. Yeah, so but well, I mean,
didn't take a time
machine. Did you happen to send a bird out to the field while you were doing it?
No.
Shaft one bird, dip the other bird in the blood of the bird, send it out?
No.
I mean, no. You could introduce your class to how to, you know.
Passed on, but by the way, it still happens today. I mean, even in New York City, you have a case. You can get a case not spiritual.
Well, again, yeah, you can get a case of a leprosy.
That's what I'm talking
about. Right. So Rav Hirsch in the Chumash very famously writes that it's not a leprosy, something different, because
right.
It's, you know, spiritual nature, not physical in nature.
Correct.
So good. So the process of the Taras Mitzora, among other things, is that you take two birds, and you're going to shecht one of the birds, you're going to dip the other bird in the dam of the bird, and then you're going to send that bird out al pnei asoda. Gemara in Yuma on Samach Zayin has this following question. Is the bird that the Mitzora sends out, that you send out for Taras Mitzora, is that bird mutter b'hana or also b'hana?
Yes.
So, mutter b'hana, also b'hana. Simple question, right? So the Gemara has a very interesting answer. Gemara says it must be it's mutter b'hana. Why? Because otherwise the Torah wouldn't say shlach litakol. Torah is going to tell you to take an isur hana and set it free. What's going to happen? It's going to be out there, and someone may end up encountering it, and you're not going to send it Israel out. Shlach l'takol, go and send it out and let it. You're not tracking it down. You're not trapping it. You're setting it free. So you're not going to say shlach l'takol. Therefore,
we're not going to depend on shogi.
Therefore, we're not. That's exactly takol. I'm not going to put something out there that someone's going to trip up on and not know.
Yeah.
So you're not going to say shlach l'takol. B'meila, it's mutter, must be it's mutter b'hana. Okay. Must be it's mutter b'hana. So all the achronim ask the same question, which is, what's the riot's mutter b'hana? Once you send it out there, so last time I counted, there were a lot of birds out there.
Right?
A lot of birds out there. Every species of birds. So it's going to be a rove. That this is going to be batalin. Basically, it's not kavua. These things move around. They're naidi. And so it's not kavua. And so you've got a kol deparish miruba parish. So anytime there's a bird out there, it's not pshat, it's takola. It's perfectly mutter. I'll throw. So what is the raya? What is the raya at all that the tzipor mitzor are mutter b'hana because the Torah doesn't say shlach takola? Maybe not. In other words, let's say I tagged the Tzipor Mitzora. I tagged it. I identified it. I find a tag on it that says, "Hi, I am a Mitzora bird."
Exactly.
That might be a good name for a kosher chicken farm. Yeah. Mitzora birds, right? So I'm a Mitzora bird. So the Gemara is saying has to be its mutter b'hana if you can identify it, because otherwise you wouldn't send it out with that call. No, maybe not. Maybe the pshat is it's sent out because it's rove. But if you can identify it, it's awesome, right? So the Noda Bihuda and the Chassam Sofer both mount the argument, it's a very, very strong argument, that the entire cheshbon that prompts the Tosfos to say that Ein Mevavon Issa L'Chatchila is Dirabanon is from the Sugi of Zeruah B'Sheila. There's a huge chiluk between Zeruah B'Sheila and the sending away of the Tzipor Mitzora. Why? Very, very simple cheshbon. In the Zeruah B'Sheila, what of the zroa that goes to the Kohen ends up into the rest of the aisle that the Nazir or his people are going to eat?
The bleeders.
Tom, that's it. Just flavor. Just flavor. No mamashos. It's not, no one is saying that cook the zroa b'shela together with the rest of the aisle, and then the Bailim can eat the zroa. No, not at all. You're going to separate the two. You're going to give the zroa to the Kohen. You're going to take the rest of it. You're going to eat it. There's tam in there. Yes. So the din in Kol HaTarakula, except for here, of Eimivat l'Issa l'Chatchila, midirabanan, is only when it's a tam that it's an Eimivat l'Midirabanan. But when I send away the Tzipor Mitzorah, that's not just tam. That's the goal for the bird, right? I mean, Mivatel, the bird itself, says the Noah the Behuda, says the Chassam Sofer, that even if you hold Ein Mivat l'Issa l'Chatchila is dirabanan, that's with regard to Bittel Tam. But Bittel Mamoshos, to be Mivatel, Yavesh b'Yavesh Chad betray, that everybody would agree is Del Raisa. That's what Del Raisa did. Now you understand the Raya in the Gemara. The Torah is not going to say Shlach l'Takola. What's the Torah going to say? You're going to send it away. So if you tell me that you're allowed to be mevatel isur l'chatchila on a deraisa level, why not? Send it away, it's not a problem. And it's rov. But if you tell me there's a din ein mevatel isur l'chatchila on a deraisa level on yavesh b'yavesh, so then I have my raya. The Torah wouldn't say send it away, not because you don't want someone to come across it, not because you would rely on rov, because it's not mevatel, you're not mevatel isur l'chatchila. And therefore, when it comes to mamoshus, there's a big difference. That's a huge difference in halacha. Meaning, are we dealing, I said on Thursday, with a shayla b'del raisa or d'rabban? So if we're dealing with a bittel, at least in terms of the isra of eim avat l'chatchila, not with the evet, l'mishalon is batel b'shvilo, but l'chatchila, if we're dealing with a shayla b'del raisa, it's a much more serious issue. Dealing with a shayla d'rabban, it's a much less serious issue, meaning the netios can certainly be more to be Mekel. So in the Chassam Sofer and Noah Behuda's viewpoint, anytime I'm dealing with a bittel of mamoshos, dealing with shayla v'del raisa. Not even according to the Raven, according to Tosfos and the Rashba, dealing with a del raisa issue of eid mevatel l'issa l'chatchila. That's going to become very important, because if that's the case, then maybe, again, going back to the metzius of our case, your strawberries, or your, I don't want to leave out blueberries or raspberries or whatever other berries you're going to have, where you're dealing with the goof of the berry, or the bugs inside of them. So even though, yes, it's true that when you blend them, they'll be bought. But we're dealing with a shayla, can you blend them l'chatchila in order to use them, where your kavana is to consume them, not necessarily to blend, not necessarily to mivatel, rather. So that's the goof of, that's not just the tam. That's the goof of the bug itself. That, according to Noda Behuda Chassam Sofer, is a del raisa level shayla. So that's going to carry a lot more weight. With that background.
There's no difference. The bird, you said, the bird stays a bird. This is not going to stay.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to eat an insect or pieces of an insect, right? In other words, if I go to the store and they sell, there's one of these local, it's Pliables, I think is the name of the place. Yeah. It's one of these local, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but they have bowls of something. And it's going to make you very healthy. I think it's a side berry is the core, and you add other things to it. So it's under Ashkacha, that's not a local Ashkacha. And I think from what I understand, they recommend that you don't have the various fruits that require bedikah, because there's nobody doing bedikah tolam in these places. So you don't have whatever fruits require bedikah tolam, which is always, you know, if you're out in Peoria, maybe you can be down on these kind of structures and, you know, in kashrus where you have a place that half the things in the store are kosher, half the things are not kosher, not recommended. I'm not sure that in Muncie, New York, you're a kodesh, you have to rely on such things. But you know, still, so let's say I went to this store and I said, you know what? I'd like a bowl of crushed bugs. Not whole bugs. I can't have a barrier, right? I draw a line of barrier, but I'd like a bowl, please, and a spoon. Bowl of crushed bugs. Bowl of crushed bugs. The only difference is you'll have to get to a gazayas to get malchus, right? The guy next to you who's got only one small spoonful of whole bugs, he's going to get malchus right away. But you'll have to get to a kezias, if you manage it, right, to get malchus. But aside from that, crushed bugs are just as awesome. Deraisa.
No, but I'm saying is that if you get it to the point, the kind of machine you possibly be using where you can't even see with a magnifying glass, is that going to still be considered significant in the local? If you can't even see.
Not significant, but it's there.
That's what I'm asking.
It's there.
Then
if
the whole thing with the water child out of New York City that, you know.
So that's a question, again, of bittul. It's a question of bittul and the question of nikar. Is it visible to require or to not be able to be bought then? We'll get to New York City Water Beer Hashem at some point later on in this year. I think we'll get there, hopefully. So, you know, for now, keep filtering the water. But again, if I pureed pork and I got to pork puree, still pork, still ulcer. This is lehechon holcha. Where's the isher go? So if I pureed the bugs to the point that I can't see them, but they're still in there.
Even though they're mixed, even though
they're in,
even
they're
though,
there.
Even though the ratio is such
that whatever. I've got 10 ounces of strawberries and an ounce of bugs. Okay, lovely. I won't tell you what the USDA allows in terms of thresholds for bugs and rodent hairs in your food, but we'll leave that for a different time when it's not a before lunch year. We'll go into what they'll allow and not allow. But again, this background is going to set the stage for this discussion now. Okay, what about a bittul isser lechatchila? So there is a Mishnah, seems to be a machlokas, straightforward to the Mishnah in Orla in the first parak. Did I bring it here? I did. Okay. And the Mishnah in Orla in the first parak has a machlokas of Yossi in the Chachamim, and it seems to be pretty straightforward in this case. Says the Mishnah like this. Netiyos shel Orla v'shel kili akerim, shnis arvu b'netiyos. You've got an orla or kile hakerem tree that has been mixed up with your other trees. So somewhere in your orchard, there's either an orla tree or a kile hakerem tree. You have no idea which one it is. But now you've got an orchard full of trees and you're kind of stuck. What do you do? So says the Mishnah, hareza lo yilkot. You're not allowed to harvest the trees now. Because even though you've got a shear to be mevatel, the orla kilei hakerem, 200-1, let's say. You got the shear bittel, but you can't be malaki. Vim lakat yalab echad masayim. But if you did harvest them, so then 200-1 is the ratio of bittel. Right? So you're not allowed the chatchila to do so. But if you did, so then it is batel. Ubevachel yiskavein lilkot. As long as you're not mechave lilkot, right? So you're not mechavein to specifically harvest them in order to be mevato. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af yiskavein lilkot, v'yalo b'yachad masayim. Rabbi Yossi says, what's the problem? Go ahead. In other words, the Tanakama sheet, and we'll see this in the Yerushalmi and Trumos in a moment. Tanakama sheet is that if you mistakenly harvested this field, b'shoge, moter b'mezid also. Right? You're not allowed l'chatli to go and harvest this field because it's aser to do so. You're being vatalis l'chatli. Yossi says, no, go and harvest l'chatli. What's the pshat in Rabbi Yossi? So the different mefarshim here have different approaches to Rabbi Yossi shita. Right? The Rav says it's because of the fact it's a milsad lo shlich v'lo gazer. Right? It's a milsad lo shlich v'lo gazer b'rabbanim. Levush has a lashon. Levush understands that the iser. Why talk is there an issue of Amasaf is with Rabban? I mean, to us, it just sounds like, well, because it just doesn't seem right. Right? It doesn't seem right. You're going to take Isser and put it in and make it head there. But what is the reason for Amavat and Isser has to be with Rabban? Why would the Rabban come along and say you can't do it?
Because people won't be Mavat or Papa and be on the other
side. So Lavush says that's fine, right? Lavush says because. Like we have many times in these halachos, right? Because we're reading Enu ben Yomo, Atu ben Yomo on Kalim, because maybe you'll make a mistake. In other words, you'll rely on Bittul Isser Lechatchila. So you'll 60-1, 60-1, 60-1, 59-1, oops, right? It's derisa level Isser. So Lavush's perspective is that actually, because Lavush raises a kasha, it's a good kasha, right? It's a very, very strong question, which maybe we'll come back around to. So there's a halach in sukkah, right? What's the halach in sukkah? If you have schach that is, let's say, attached to the tree, right? And you have rove, of a schach that is good. You have a schach that's hanging over there. So what do? Mix together. Why? Because you're about to look at roof. One second. You're a dead tzadi test. How am I allowed to mix in the schach?
I thought you're doing that before sukkah starts. And then you cut them.
There's a machlokas if you cut them.
Oh, I thought, okay, anyway, I thought that's all done before sukkah starts.
It's not an isser.
That's the point, then, before sukkah.
You're preparing your sukkah.
It's schach possible.
I mean, I could hear you could make the same gzir, but it's not exactly im avat and isser.
Why not?
That's the question. It's not chaylev, it's not. There's no isser to go under a tree on sukkahs.
Okay, so it's not a dover osser, right? So you have to find a chiluk then. Doesn't mean you can't lichatchila put yourself in a matzah where you're taking something that would not be permitted and permitting it to bittul. It's dafka if it's iser.
Yeah.
Right? You have to, why would that be? Right? Meaning you're saying it's not being machshir that which is possible through bittul. That's also lichatchila. It's taking that to ulcer, which is a chiddush, right? So the Achronim discussed the shayla, and the Levush's perspective is that the whole gzeira that you're not mevatel lishchatchila is because of the concern that you're not mevatel properly, and by a mitzvah we weren't gozer, not gozer by a dvar mitzvah. So the Rav seems to take the same approach here and say it's a dirabamam of mevatel lishchatchila, and that's only in Rabbi Yossi's shita, that's only where it's a milsah d'shlicha, but this is lo shlicha. How many times have you lost track of an orl or a kili akarim tree in your vineyard or in your orchard? I'll bet it's less times than you sent away at Tzipor Mitzora. Right? It just doesn't happen. It's not very common. Even if you own an orchard in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so common to lose track of an orl or a kili akarim tree. You know, like, where did I put my car keys? Okay. Where did I put my tree? It's a little harder, right? I know I left here somewhere. Where is it? It's going to be harder to lose track of the tree. It's lo shlicha, lo gazav rabbanu. Now, from the Mishnah in Orla, it sounds like this question is a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, if, in fact, you're allowed to be mevatlet. Other Rishonim, and the Rash learns like this in Trumos and Perikei, say no, I should say other Mephoshim, the Rash and Trumos and Perikei, says no, Rabbi Yossi's shita is very simple. Rabbi Yossi's shita is that I'm not mechavein for bittul. Meaning, when I'm milakeit the peros, I'm not mechavein for bittul. I'm mechavein for harvesting. So it's only ulcer to mevatel isr lechatchila if my kavana is kavana's bittul. But if my kavana is something else, and the bittul is it's a side effect, so then that's going to be mutter. That is the Rash's understanding of Rabbi Yossi Sheet in the Mishnah. Now, by the way, the Rav comments here that we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. So if we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, we're in some trouble, because the Chachamim say this is Osir. Tosos Yom Tov points out that the Rav is copying the Rambam and the Perish of Mishnayos. But the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah does pass like Rabbi Yossi, because the Gemara in Gittin, in Perek HaNizakin, is Shokal Vitari in Rabbi Yossi Shita. So the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah does pass like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, good. That's going to be important as well because of another Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Perek He in Trumos. The Mishnah in Trumos, Perek He, which we started with this Mishnah when we started this Sugya. Mishnah says like this. Saw Truma Shinafu Lepachos Mimea. If I have a saw of Truma that fell into less than 100 saw of chulin. So at this point, at least that shayla, if I call the halakha hotline, you'll tell me no good, right? You don't have a shear of bittul for trumit 100 to 1, no good. Vitachnon vehosir. Then you ground it up and it took up more space. In other words, you can grind it up and the volume that it takes up is greater. And as we explained last week on Tuesday, the shear of bittul was a volume shear, not a weight shear. Well, here it's pretty clear like that. So kishem shel sira chulin kach lo sira shrum of asa. So you have to assume.
1 minute, please.
Right.
1 minute, please.
Yes. The Metzora wants to become tar. Only a few places you can go. So the the Mishnah says like this: if I grind up the truma and the chulin, and I see I've got much more volume now, so I have to assume, like we've assumed before here in Sadi Tess, that just like the chulin blew up and increased, so to the truma inside blew up and increased in the same ratio, and therefore it's still awesome. However, im yodua shachitim shochulin yafos mishal truma mutter. But let's say you know that the wheat of the chulin is a higher quality than the truma wheat. And therefore you know when you grind it up that you're going to get a large volume out of the chulin and not so large volume out of the truma. So I have now 99-1 chulin to truma. I grind it up and I come out with what I know from grinding it. I now have, let's say, 110-1.1 of chulin to truma. Now I'm good. I have a bittel. The truma grew a little bit. The chulin grew more than that. So now I have a sheer bittel. Says the Mishnah mutter. Okay? What does mutter mean here? Does mutter mean that b'di'evit, if you ground it up, even though you shouldn't do so, but b'di'evit it's mutter? Or does mutter mean, no, that l'chatchila you're allowed to take it and grind it up? That's the shaila. What does the Mishnah mean? So the Yerushalmi, here in Trumos, brings down, it means mutter l'chatchila. Shalmi here in Perikei in Trumos, brings down, no, it means mutter l'chatchila you're allowed to grind it up, and by doing so, it'll become bata. Says the Yerushalmi here in Trumos. Tni, af tochen hu bitchila, umatir. You could be tochen l'chatchila matir. So if the Mishnah, in fact, is saying you're allowed to grind it up l'chatchila bimatir, it says the Yerushalmi masnisin, Rabbi Yossi, who is the author of our Mishnah here in Trumos? Rabbi Yossi from Orla. Rabbi Yossi in Orla, who says that if I have an Orla or Kili Akarim tree that got mixed up in the vineyard or in the orchard, I'm allowed to harvest all the trees because I'm not mechavein for bittel. Same thing here. I'm allowed to grind up. I'm not mechavein for bittel. Rabbi Yossi Omar, af miskavein v'yokot v'yalub echon masayim. That's the first day in the Yerushalmi. The first day in the Yerushalmi, two things. Number one is the Mishnah in Trumos goes like Rabbi Yossi. Now, if we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, then we don't pass like the Mishnah. If we do pass like Rabbi Yossi, then we do. But the Mishnah's heter is predicated on the fact that it's not a problem of bittul isra l'chatchila if your kavona is not for bittul. The second of the deos in the Yerushalmi is different. Amrib Zeira, shekein derech kohanim lios tochnin miduma bivatein. No, I'll tell you why you're allowed to grind up the chulin and the truma together. You know why? Because let's say you couldn't use this, and it went to the kohen instead, because the only thing you can do with dimua, with a mixture of truma and chulin together that you can't have, get it to the kohen. The kohen can pay you the dimei chulin shabo, but at the end of the day, the kohen's going to get it. What's the kohen going to do with it? What's it? You give the kohen, okay, you know, hello, Mr. Kohen. Yes? You again? Yes. Happened again? Yes. I have a mixture of chulin and truma, and it's one part truma, it's 90 parts chulin, and I can't use them, so yeah, I'm going to give them to you. And would you do me a favor and pay me the 90 parts chulin portion of it? Sure, no problem at all. You know, see you next week when it happens again.
Does it make a difference if an Amoritz gave it to him?
Well, he'd probably get a better deal.
No, I meant to say, doesn't he have to take something off? You say certain things, they have a bazooka doing other things, they don't do
Yeah, that's a whole different parsha. Right. Whole different parsha. This is documented, he's got a certificate from the OU that he took off all the other things that he has to take off. Okay. It's all on there, it's all written, it's signed, he even got one from the Teaneck Vadat Stockup, it says that it's good, right? It's all good, right? So he's good, he's kosher b'yasher. Fine. And what's the Kohen going to do with the wheat he gets? He's going to grind it. Because what are you going to make with it? You're going to make bread with it. He's going to grind it. So Rav Zera's position is that it's not a problem of bittul isra l'chatchila in terms of your grinding it in order to get a greater, which would get a greater volume of chulin over truma. You know why? Because it's only litchon already. That's what it's poised for. So the fact that it's poised to grind makes it almost as if it's already talking, right? Kol omed livtzor kibatzer dami, kol omed likotzer kikotzer dami, and kol omed litochein kitochen dami. It's already like it's ground. So you're looking at it now saying, can I be mevatel b'slachatrila? It's already pretty much batel. Since it's omed to be ground, and therefore you're not mevatel b'slachatrila. Frek the Gemara, and l'may nafkamina, and you're shamin lashon, my nafok b'nehon, right? So says the Yerushalmi here. I lose the page. Yeah, okay. So my nafik may be hon. Kilia karam. The nafmin is kilia karam. Why? Because al daiti de ribiosi tochi namatir. In ribiosi shita, that it's very simple, as long as your kavanah is not forbidden, it's mutter. Because in the hate, go and grind it, it's mutter. But al daiti de rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon Shita, Eino Tochein Umatir, you can't be Tochein Umatir. Why not? Because if you hold it's because it's only to be grinding, the Kohen's not going to be grinding Kilei Akerim. It's also for him as well, right? So the Naf community in these two Shitas is huge. In other words, if you tell me it's out the fact that it's only to be ground, so then maybe it's only if it's Taka only to be ground. But if it's not, because he would be using it, that's different. But the Yerushalmi seems to say, pretty straight out, that if your kavon is not for bittel, that would be fine. That'd be fine. And that seems to be as well the famed Orchos Chaim in the Chuvos, which the Mechaber brings down in the Beis Yosef in Pei Dalet, and the Shulchan Aruch in Pei Dalet as well. The Orchos Chaim in the Chuvos brings down a Maisa Shehoya. Maisa Shehoya. There were ants that got into the honey. So, you know, we today, we're very fine schmeckers. We would never have such a thing. But there were times where we didn't have the luxury of throwing everything out. So you had nimolim that got into the honey. The honey is filled with ants. Now what? So you can't have the honey as is, certainly. So
did they dissolve in the honey?
What do you mean?
I was told once that if the thing dissolves in the honey, then you can eat it.
So you have the Rabbeinu Yonah, which we spoke about, and the Rush, we spoke about this with the gelatin, that the honey has the ability to turn things that come into it into honey itself. The Ragli Dvorim inside the honey, they're mutter because they become Dvash. This is not the case here. The case here is the ants are still intact.
Okay.
Right?
They. The whole berry doesn't work. It's
it does not. Whole berry doesn't dissolve.
Right. Okay. The ants are still intact.
Yeah.
So dvash enough lebonim al. It could be you could wait. It could be even a whole berry would work. You know, wait a couple of centuries and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Right? If you want the honey when you're 176, you know you should be good. But you want the honey now. So the Orchos Chaim brings down this Maaseh Shehoya, and the psak was yichamemenu ad sheinitoch v'yisanenu. So honey itself does not pour well. Doesn't flow. But if you warm it up, it does. It becomes viscous when you warm it up. So heat up the honey and then strain the honey. And then you're fine. You strained out the bugs.
Yeah.
Well, 1 second. Heat up the honey, strain out the bugs. But if I heat up the honey, I'm now going to transfer the tom of the bugs into the honey. So if I'm going to transfer the tom of the bugs into the honey, then mechatesa, I'm allowed to heat it up to get the bugs out. That's okay. So you'll tell me no, because there's enough honey in order to be mevatel the tam of the bugs. But ain't mevatel this l'chatchila. So how am I allowed to heat up the honey in order to strain out the bugs? The answer is because I'm not mechavein to mevatel the bugs. I'm mechavein to get rid of the bugs. I want to have the honey. I don't want the bugs. I'm not trying to mevatel the bugs. So if I was heating up the honey to try to mevatel the bugs, in a chanami. In other words, if you would tell me when I heat up the honey, the bugs would dissolve and I'd have a bittel, and I'm trying to mevatel them, no good. But I just don't want the bugs. I'm trying to get them out, so I'm trying to get them out. I heat up the honey and they come out. I'm fine. So from there, it sounds very much like this Orchos Chaim, like the Mishnah in Trumos, like Rabbi Yossi Shita, that if your kavana is not for bittel, then it's got to be mutter.
Aren't the bugs already
bottled
before you
hit
it up?
How are
there's more than 60.
Well, there's two problems with the bittel. One is they're nicker. I can see the bugs. Davar nicker is not bato. Two is they're a barium.
So what changes when you cook it?
So when I cook it, I'm not being mad to the bugs. I'm getting them out. But the tom of the bugs comes in.
So the tom doesn't transfer until you cook it.
Right. So cooking it creates the transfer of the tom. And then that transfer of tom should be also to do al tzei mevatel mislechatchila. But it's not because of the fact that I am, well, seemingly, because I'm not mekaden for bittel. Okay? That was, now, if that's the case, it's like a slam dunk. Right? Like a slam dunk, no problem at all. See from here, clearly, from the Rosh, from the Yerushalmi in Trumos, from the Mishnah in Trumos, from the Mishnah in Orla, seems pretty straightforward. Kavanah's bittel, no good. Not kavanah for bittel is good. However, there is a Trumas Hadeshin, very famous and important Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin discusses the case of wheat kernels that are filled with bugs. And are you allowed to now grind the wheat kernels? Did I mark off the right place? I don't even think I did here. It's Kuf Ayin Aleph in the Trumas Hadeshin. So in the Trumas Hadeshin here, he has a shaila of you want to grind up the wheat kernels. The wheat kernels are filled with bugs. Is there an Eitzah or not? Are you stuck? So says the Trumas Hadeshin like this. Chitim sheik liu v'shotchum l'fnei Hashemesh v'roch hashum hem harbei tolad. You got, very appetizing, you got wheat kernels, they became wormy, and you scattered them out, you laid them out in the sun, and you watched a bunch of worms crawl out of them. And you said, ooh, that looks delicious, right? You also took a lot of wheat kernels that looked completely whole on the outside, you cut them open, you found bugs inside of them. So, yesh takona l'oso kri shalchitim v'tokli l'alach m'mer apostol lo. Is there a takona? Could you grind up those wheat kernels and make bread or not? So, lichora, the Trumas Hadeshin shailas are shaila, right? The question that's being asked is, right now I have a situation where I have bugs in the wheat kernels, and I want to grind up the wheat kernels to make bread, and my kavon is not for bittel. Should be mota, right? So if I would take the Orchos Chaim, and I would take the Yerushalmi, and I would put them together here, I would say, you're not mechadim for bittel, as long as there's shishim keneged the bugs, should be mota. Shumas Hadeshin, yearly de'ein lanu takonim vureres. I don't see a clear-cut path here. Avol yesh takon lismoch alea b'shas hadchak. Shas hadchak, what would it be? Going Shabiru is called Kriyafa, we call Achitim Anukuvim. Mavazalim. First thing is, you gotta go and. You gotta. A lot of Mitzorim today. So, first thing you gotta do is you gotta go and you have to find every single wheat kernel that's got a hole in it, that it presumes there's a bug in there, get rid of it. That's it, number one, right? Yishima Adayin Ika Toloim and Toloim that were Pirshula of your Olam, the Chazru. So, this is Hilchos Toloim. They never Porish, they're not also, but they were Porish and came back. Okay? So he says, same thing, Kinyos and Adoshim, etc. Now, he says, here, you have to be Chayesh, because it's Reyesub, Sherach Shabbat Toloim Mehen, Apnei Hashemesh. And you found Toloim in them, so it's not just a Suffolk, it's a very big concern of the bugs there. Right? So, it should be even after you take away the wheat kernels that have a hole in them, should be mutter, right? Are you really going to be able to take a pile of grain kernels and examine them and find every one that has a hole in it? Right? That's like, you know, for those who are in education, the kid in your class who's really, really a pain. Do me a favor. I've got a pile of wheat kernels. I want you to pull out. Everyone has a hole in it. Come back when you're done. I'll see you in June. Right? Say in June, maybe in July. Because it'll take forever. So you want to talk about a tircha. It's in the tircha to get to be, you know, be able to midakdek on every single wheat kernel has a hole in it. Ela shamati de mekila medav. said the truth of the nation, but I heard they're making up a davar, right? They told him ahead their bechad mi rabusa sheyit bechay gavna, b'tam shein derech klal sheyit chenim atalom. So he says their heter is based on the following. He says it's unusual that the bug should be ground up. Why? Because what happens is you pour the wheat kernels into the hopper on the mill, and when you pour the wheat kernels on the hopper on the mill, so basically any bug that can escape, it escapes. Not the bugs, you know that they're about to get ground up. It's not like there's a little text message that goes around all the bugs, grind time, GRND, right? Grind time, scram. So it's that's not the pshat, but they hear the noise, right? So mipnei kovid nimla derechai, the noise, the vibration, and they escape. And ein omrim kol hanochrim atochtim shefilim yiplus vul miyitushim al evan arechayim, einam tochtim klal, right? So the goyim who do the grinding, they tell you that when they're bugs that get in there, they don't get ground up. They crawl away. And I guess they were just waiting to find your windshield one day. So they didn't want to get the mill. So he says, "V'nira de'af im tim salomar de'ein de'davar bar." It's not so clear. In other words, to rely on the idea that, okay, no bugs get in. They escape, they don't get in. "Ein lahachmir." Why? "Shaf im yitchonu atoloim b'teilim b'shishim b'soch ha'kemach." Because l'mais, if they do get in, they're about to b'shishim. "Ve'ein de'mavat l'is l'chatrila kem de'sof e'kulum yis'ar v'shum yis'ar klal." V'gam einu mechavin levata. Says the Truma Sadeshin, it's not mevat l'is l'chatrila, because there's a sofek if there's going to be an isser in there bichlal. V'gam einu mechavin levato, and you're not mechavin levato. And he brings down Aruch Chaim Nachum's Pesach with the same idea. So the Truma Sadeshin here adds a layer of chumah that wasn't there before. Meaning, until now we were saying, if your kavanah is not levatel, so then you're fine. No kavanah is bittel. Truma Sadeshin is saying, no. It's that there has to be a solving if there's an issur there, bichlal. If you know there's an issur there, and your kavanah is bittel, then you're not allowed to go ahead and be tochein in order to be matir, even if it's going to become bata. But if you're solving if there's an issur there, that's okay. Ad kan divrei Truma Sadeshin. Kiveger in Simon Ayin Zayin. So Kiveger says, what's wrong with the Aruch Chaim? Why does the Truma Sadeshin not, he pulls out an Aruch Chaim and Hilchos Pesach, why doesn't he pull out an Aruch Chaim and Hilchos Toloim and Hilchos Dvash, that if I have the ants in the honey, so I'm allowed to melt the honey and strain out the ants, I don't have to worry about it. And it's not a problem of Ein Mival and Is L'Chatchila, because of the fact that I'm not Mechavin Trebittel. Says Rechiv Eger, no, I don't think so. He says, "Bivadai holo kasha din natir mishum de'ein kavanos levat l'chud, k'n mekilin bidvash enof l'socho in emolim, d'rashai l'chamimo l'atichu." He says, don't ask, why aren't we matir simply based on the honey of the Aruch Chaim? No. Why? Mishum de'ein kavanos levatel, rak l'sakin advash, d'yesh lomar davka bidvash, d'ahita chulafir zemizeh. Says the Rabbi Kiveger, when you melt the honey, it's not just that there's no kavanah for bittul. There's a kavanah for removal, right? Your goal there is to remove the iser that's there. That's very different, right? And therefore, mitvash in amal l'hashlecha iser. But okay, now it's nifletam. That's called ein kavanos levatel. That's not only not kavanah levatel, that's kavanah to get rid of. Why am I heating up this honey? I don't need to heat up honey. No value in heating up the honey. Heat up the honey for one purpose alone. What's the purpose? To get rid of the iser. Right? As opposed to, here, okay, I'm grinding it because I want to use it, I want this, I want that. So, says Rechiv Eger, maybe this idea of ein kavanos levatel is dafka when your kavana is to get rid of the iser, but not when it's just a blank pyre of kavana. In other words, I can have three kavanas. Until now, I'm looking at it as two kavanas, binary choice. Kavana to be mevatel, no kavana mevatel. Kibbeke says, no, it's three choices. There's kavana to mevatel. There's part of kavana, which is not to mevatel, but for whatever reason. Then there's kavana to get rid of the iser. So if I'm trying to get rid of the iser, then it's motiv. Kibbeke's svara, by the way, because what's the svara behind it, would fit in beautifully with the levush. Right? Because if the whole concern is that you may not be mevatel properly, but then you have the svara, like the Gemara Pesachim says, that hu atzmo mechapes olav kedei levaro, you're trying to get rid of it. We're not worried Shem Yochel that you're going to do it wrong. You're bedafka trying to get rid of it. So there it would be mutter. Now, in Rabbi Akiva Eiger's perspective then, that throws a major wet blanket on this entire heter. Because then it's only mutter with just ein kavanos levatel if you're trying to get rid of it. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I'll prove it to you. Why will I prove it to you? I'll show you. Let's look. Raya lezedim kein kolter was by chayim dlo batel. Right? We have a halacha by chayim and apatelim. We'll get to there mitzvah shem in kuf yud. We'll wrap. You know, we will absolutely bang our heads against the wall for a couple of days while we're doing this. But we'll get there in kuf yud. The halacha by chayim and apatel. Well, if they're dead, they're batel. Right? And you can't eat them while they're alive. Right? That's halacha hotline, right? That's pretty good, right? You're not gonna have a live animal, right? That much we can do. Even if I call the local priest, they'll tell me some shepherds, but no, you can't have a live animal, right? Forgive me, Father, for I have, right? So, good. So I can't have when it's alive. I have to shecht it bal korchach, not to be mevatel it, but to eat it. So then why can't you be mevatel it? Bal chayim and abotel. What do you mean? Shecht it, and then it's bata, right? So, obviously then, that the fact that it's kavonos l'sake namachol is not enough. It says, rimoni badin as well. We'll have the sugi as well of darashim and minyan, that are not bata. Eshedayk limonos, koshedayk limonos, exactly what rimoni badin, the pomegranates from a place called badin, apparently they were very choshed pomegranates. So, right, hotzorach lepotz l'sake. You can't, I don't know if you ever had a pomegranate, but you can't bite into a pomegranate. Mm. Right? You have to open it up and pull out the little pomegranate seeds. So you're not breaking it apart in order to mevatel it, you're breaking it apart to eat it. And yet the halacha is, it's not batel. Right? V'chein b'masnis in the gabi netiya. Our mishnah in Orla. Right? So, hatzorech liklosh l'sakin amacha. I'm not pulling down the fruit in order to be mevatel. I'm pulling down the fruit because you have to pull down the fruit to eat. Say al korchok the b'chiyai gav nishis ariv akol mikri v'chav v'chavim levatel. No, where it's getting in there, that's called kavanos levatel, right? So Rabbi Akiva offers two distinct svaros, and I think they're both very important because they both revolve around the same idea, which is that it could be that the idea of ein kavanos levatel is okay, either if I'm dafka being mechaving to get out the iser, and number two, and maybe there you need both, or maybe one or the other, is that the iser actually doesn't get in. Like we said in the Novi Huda before, that the bittel at the end of the day is a bittel of tam alone. In other words, it could be that the heter of ein kavanos levatel is only if there is a bittel of tam, where it's a din derabbanon of ein mevatel l'chatchila, then ein kavanos levatel would be good enough. But if it's a din d'oraisa of ein mevatel l'chatchila, like the Nod B'Yehuda in the Shitas HaTosfos, so then maybe that's not enough. Maybe that's not enough. If that's the case, so our strawberries are in trouble. Because our strawberries, it's not kavanos levatel, but your strawberries are stuck there. I'm in trouble because I think Minchas 110. So I'm going to have to pause with that. I apologize, but I do want to go through this properly. Bli Nedr on Tuesday, we'll wrap this up. I'll bring in a blender. We'll get it taken care of. Although I will tell you that there's reason to be hesitant, even for those who are matir. But we'll get that Tuesday, and then we'll move on to pay test Bli Nedr. Okay.
The last place you wrote down, pulling the fruit down.
If I have fruit trees, so I have to harvest the fruit in order to eat it. So it's always in Kavanos in the bottom. I'm always doing it not in the bottom.